Ever wondered why some students ace exams with minimal effort while others struggle despite endless hours of study? The secret isn't intelligence or luck, it's strategy. The education system is essentially a game with specific rules that anyone can learn to win. Though modern education still carries remnants of its industrial era origins, batch processing students by age and emphasizing standardized metrics, understanding this context helps you see academic stress as a product of the system, not personal inadequacy. Interestingly, the Greek word for school, skole, originally meant leisure or free time, a space to explore ideas without pressure. Despite the system's flaws, mastering it gives you options and prepares you for navigating other systems throughout life. Academic success is ultimately an act of self-love that helps your future self. The SAD framework transforms random studying into systematic, efficient revision based on memory science. Spaced repetition. Memory decays exponentially within days. Combat this by reviewing information at strategic intervals, just before forgetting. Brief daily practice proves more effective than marathon sessions. Active recall. Force yourself to retrieve information rather than passively rereading. Though challenging, this strengthens neural pathways. Avoid the trap of highlighting or rereading, which create false confidence. Understanding differs from recallability under pressure. Associations. Connect new information to existing knowledge networks, like linking someone's name to something familiar. These connections create retrieval cues that build lasting memories. Desirable difficulty. Tackle challenging subjects head-on rather than avoiding them. Growth happens at the edge of your comfort zone. When material feels easy, advance to harder content. Mastery requires pushing beyond the familiar. Schools rarely teach effective study methods. While aesthetic notes might feel satisfying, they don't improve performance without active learning. Here are four game-changing techniques. Flashcards with spaced repetition. Create specific questions that force recall using efficient shorthand for increases, V for decreases. Apps like Anki automatically schedule reviews based on your performance. Blurting. Write everything you remember about a topic with minimal prompts, then compare against official resources. This self-assessment reveals knowledge gaps and prevents passive review behind textbooks. Mind palace techniques. Associate concepts with familiar physical spaces or objects. By anchoring information to mental journeys through known places, you create powerful retrieval systems. Practice linking key information to objects you'll have in the exam hall. Practice under exam conditions. Use past papers for diagnosis. The MARCS framework identifies losses from maths errors, application issues, reading mistakes, communication problems, knowledge gaps, and statement issues. Track common errors to create targeted improvement plans. Begin with self-assessment using a traffic light system. Green for strong understanding, amber for moderate revision needed, red for problem areas. This creates a clear roadmap for your study schedule. Schedule important tasks during peak cognitive hours and avoid demanding work during slumps. Calculate your fudge ratio by comparing actual completion times against estimates to improve future planning. Productivity isn't about constant work, it's about intentional time use through the three F's: focus, eliminating distractions, forethought, strategic planning, and fun, enjoying learning. Avoid half-revising, attempting to multitask ineffectively. Don't wait for motivation. Rely on habits and timetables instead. Use the Pomodoro Technique's 25-minute focused sessions with 5-minute breaks to overcome procrastination. For effective to-do lists, brain dump all stressors, prioritize tasks with deadlines, and schedule specific time slots. Remember, tasks only get done when explicitly scheduled. Perfectionism often develops from attaching self-worth to grades, viewing them as direct representations of intellect rather than learning opportunities. This creates a paradoxical cycle. The higher the stakes, the more likely perfectionists are to delay starting, leading to stress and underperformance. While perfectionism does drive quality work and ambitious goals, these benefits come with significant psychological costs, constant dissatisfaction, chronic stress, and potential burnout. Using cognitive behavioral therapy models, perfectionism creates self-reinforcing feedback loops between thoughts, I must get an A+, feelings, anxiety, body responses, tension, and actions, overworking or procrastination. To break the cycle, replace limiting beliefs with growth-oriented thinking. Carol Dweck's concept of growth mindset is essential here. Focus on improving rather than proving yourself. Adding the word yet to limitations, I don't understand calculus yet, creates space for growth and learning. Apply the Pareto principle, 80-20 rule, by identifying which study activities yield the most benefit rather than trying to do everything perfectly. Consistency trumps perfection in revision. 5 average revision days of 45 minutes each will typically yield better results than 1 perfect 6-hour cramming session. The night before an exam isn't for cramming, but for strategic preparation. Focus on active recall techniques and create a cheat sheet with commonly missed concepts to review just before entering. Reduce stress by triple-checking logistics, confirm exam time and location, plan transportation, and prepare all materials in advance. If anxiety makes sleep difficult, implement a 3-step process. Disconnect from social media panic, follow a proper bedtime routine, and express feelings through journaling or creative outlets. The morning of the exam requires strategic calmness. Use the morning framework. Prepare materials early, organize your time, lightly revise key points, avoid no-stress conversations, practice mindful breathing, inhale, exhale, visualize a nice reward afterward, and go for it with confidence. During the exam, success depends on managing time, knowledge, and mindset. Be stricter with yourself than necessary. Allocating slightly less time than available creates buffer for checking work. Find your flow state by maintaining confident body language, using scratch paper for memory aids, and systematically marking difficult questions to revisit later. After an exam, celebrate regardless of how it went. You did your best in that specific moment. Rather than fixating on specific career paths, define personal values that will bring fulfillment, whether that's connection, creativity, or community impact. Job satisfaction comes from understanding yourself and the impact you want to have, not just salary or status. Create 3 different 5-year plans. Continue your current path, choose a different but realistic alternative, and imagine your life if money and others' expectations didn't matter. Modern careers are rarely linear. People move between disciplines, industries, and roles throughout their lives. Even in traditionally vocational fields, diverse opportunities exist. Your core values, mindset, and approach define you more than degrees or qualifications, with ambition, resilience, and positivity being the true markers of success. The educational journey is challenging, but with strategic approaches to learning, time management, and mental well-being, you can navigate it successfully. Remember that each step, whether success or setback, is teaching you something valuable about yourself and your capabilities. You've got this, and the skills you're developing now will serve you long after your final exam.